The European Center for Disease Prevention and Control, as of the 1st of April 2020, has reported several COVID-19 RDT devices with fraudulent documentation, incomplete technical files, and unsubstantiated claims, with some of them sold even as alleged self-tests, which is of course very dangerous, especially because the regulation for self-testing has to be a lot more stringent than for professional use, for understandable reasons. It is of course expected that such bad practices are even more frequent in countries with less regulations, which is worrying of course, for low resource settings. In addition, there was an observation of promotional flyers and emails that were too optimistic and suggestive even when advertising, especially COVID-19 antibody detection, RDTs. So the intended use, the performance data, and the interpretation of these was not mentioned. And the information that was given was often incomplete and sometimes even misleading. So just as a side note, that the Belgium health authorities have banned COVID-19 antibody detection RDTs for sale for a period of 6 months in order to avoid misinterpretation of negative results.